CD 2. Track 3.
Tonight on Channel 9, in a hard-hitting documentary, we investigate the link between food and violent crime. Teacher and parent, George Thomas.
A lot of people think that TV causes crime. You know, that people copy the violence they see in the programmes. But it isn't the programmes that cause violence.
Hungry? Eat a giant-sized hamburger.
It's the TV commercials which encourage people to eat the wrong kind of food.
Because size matters.
Celebrity chef, Mary Rowe.
Logically, children who watch more television see more adverts. And what kinds of food are in those adverts? Junk foods. Fizzy drinks, chocolate, crisps, biscuits, sweets, burgers, and chicken nuggets. You never see adverts for bananas or apples. Only for foods that are bad for you and that make you fat.
Journalist Kirk Broadfoot.
A government survey published last month shows that the proportion of children in secondary schools who are far too fat, I mean clinically obese, has almost doubled in 10 years. It's a huge problem.
Social worker Naomi Bell.
In my experience, kids who see lots of adverts for junk food on TV eat less healthy food than other kids. The problem is that the diet encouraged by TV adverts is very, very bad for you. Kids who don't eat a balanced diet with plenty of fruit and vegetables do less well at school and are more aggressive.
Hey, get up.
Hey, I hate you! Basically, bad food makes you violent.
Food scientist Katie Smith.
In one experiment, we took some adolescents aged between 13 and 17, kids who had been in trouble with the police, and we gave them healthier diets. The number of violent incidents caused by those offenders who changed their diet fell by 80%. But for the others who kept on eating junk food with too much sugar, carbohydrates and caffeine, there was no reduction.
Tonight, Channel 9, 10 p.m, Food and Crime.
Hungry? Eat a giant-sized hamburger. Available now at Blimpy.